Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke before AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. 16,000 supporters of Israel gathered in Washington, D.C. And Netanyahu defended his visit to the U.S., saying it was not intended to show any disrespect to President Obama, even though tomorrow he'll speak before a joint session of Congress, an invitation he accepted without consulting President Obama. How many Democrats will boycott his speech? How will that reflect on them? How will the invitation to speak reflect on Republicans? And by the way, what happened to debate over Homeland Security funding, which runs out this Friday? We know, that's what we said last week. Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And start with Netanyahu's trip. House Speaker John Boehner invited him to address Congress tomorrow over concerns that the U.S. is being too soft with Iran in ongoing talks over its nuclear program. But Secretary of State John Kerry is defending the talks with Iran. Tell us more about that tension.
Well, the speaker is going to tell you that we should hear from the leader of Israel, our very close ally in the Middle East, at a time when we are nearing the end, possibly, of these negotiations with Iran with respect to their nuclear program. And certainly that would be on its face a pretty reasonable proposition. Of course, we know that the speaker agrees with Bibi Netanyahu that the administration of Barack Obama is not being tough enough on the Iranians, that there might be some willingness to raise up some of those sanctions that have been levied on the Iranians in exchange for what might not be a permanent promise not to continue their nuclear program in a weaponized direction. So there are many real issues on the table here. But there are other things going on as well. As you know, Netanyahu is facing re-election in 2 weeks. This is a big boost for him to be able to get up and give what is essentially a campaign speech in front of the United States Congress on international television. And it's also a help to John Boehner, who has some problems with his own conference, his own Republicans in the House. And this is one of the ways he can show them he's got their back, he's on their side, and he's just as anti-Barack Obama as they are.
Well, this morning, the prime minister joked, never has so much been written about a speech that hasn't been given, but he hinted at what he will talk about tomorrow. Let's listen to a little.
The purpose of my address to Congress tomorrow is to speak up about a potential deal with Iran that could threaten the survival of Israel. Iran is the foremost state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Look at that map on the wall. It shows Iran training, arming, dispatching terrorists on five continents. Iran envelops the entire world with its tentacles of terror. This is what Iran is doing now without nuclear weapons. Imagine what Iran would do with nuclear weapons.
And Ron, Secretary of State Kerry is going out of his way to say that the plan that's being hammered out is precisely to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. And then there's this other angle that we're hearing today, that Iran is helping those Iraqi troops that are fighting ISIS into Crete today. So is there a delicate needle that the U.S. is trying to thread here?
There is indeed. And over the weekend, as you pointed out, the Secretary of State softened the U.S. line with respect to Netanyahu coming to the United States, saying, of course, we're welcoming him. He has every right to speak here. And moving away from what National Security Advisor Susan Rice had said last week, that this was a destructive visit. And really, there is an underlying alliance here and an underlying agreement by which the United States has pledged to do everything it needs to do to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon. So this is, to some degree, a disagreement over means to that end.
Yeah. Well, I want to move forward to the Department of Homeland Security, because as you mentioned, Speaker Boehner had a pretty embarrassing defeat when House Republicans were forced to pass this one-week extension of funding for the Department of Homeland Security, moving the ball from last Friday's deadline to this Friday. So where are we on that debate today?
Today, the Senate is going to attempt once again to make a deal with the House by going to conference and trying to get some of these immigration riders to survive on the funding bill that they would send on to the president. That attempt is going to fail. We can say this with assurance. They don't have the 60 votes. That's what's been stopping them all along. And so it's just going to bounce right back in Speaker Boehner's face again tomorrow. And sometime around midweek or Wednesday, Thursday, thereabouts, the House is going to have to get down to it it, have another series of votes, perhaps pass another short-term extension of the funding, perhaps finally capitulate and take a vote on what the Senate has produced. The bipartisan result of the Senate's negotiation, the Republicans lacking 60 votes there, which is a clean bill, no riders, no immigration confrontation with the president, and funds the department through September.
Well, here's House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican, speaking with Chuck Todd yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press about all of it. Here's just a moment.
What's going to happen in 5 days? Will it shut down?
You know, the best thing for the American public is that we do our job, that Washington changes, that the Senate and the House get together and fix their differences and find common ground.
Okay, but this is not the reality we live in.
Ron Elving, what is the reality, do you think? What's going to happen this week?
There is such a thing as a filibuster in the Senate, and the minority party can use it. And yesterday, the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, said that he thought they ought to get rid of that so that they could no longer block the will of the majority. But it's not clear. We've got our researchers working on this to see whether or not Kevin McCarthy ever expressed any doubts about the filibuster over the last 6 years when it was used more often than it's ever been used in history by the Republican minority.
Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. We'll see how the week unfolds. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.